Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm trying to get myself onto Lopez Island this weekend, Steve Miggs. I'm still not sure how it's going to happen, if it's going to happen.
What's the latest? Do we have any update? Are you still have no way to get onto Lopez Island?
Well, I do have a way, and it's with my own two legs and the two legs of my son and the four legs of our dog.
But all the spots on the ferry are not happening.
No, but the good news is it's worth it. Even if you can't take a car and you walk on, it's worth it to get your booty to Lopez Island.
So what I love is I was not very familiar with Lopez Island, living here as long as I have, and then we've had people who called in, and I went on YouTube, and I'm like, let me just learn a little bit more about Lopez Island. I came across a YouTube page, and I loved their video, and it just sent me down a rabbit hole of watching some more of their videos. It's a must-watch if you want to find different places in Washington that maybe you don't know about, because it's a super fun channel, and the way that they describe where they go, I think, is awesome. They are the hosts of Traveling While Black, and their names are Marley and Anthony Love, and they have a great YouTube channel that you need to check out. And they did one recently on Lopez Island.
Anthony and Marley, good morning, and tell us about your wonderful time on Lopez.
Hey, good morning. Hey, thanks for having us. We love Lopez.
Oh, we definitely enjoyed Lopez Island. So this was the third San Juan Island that we had visited, and it's the last one of our San Juan series. But Lopez was probably one of our favorite ones just because how chill and low-key it is in general.
Yeah, and like you said, I think the biggest obstacle in getting to Lopez is making sure you book your ferry reservation ahead of time, which we do mention in the episode. But once you're there, all you need is just yourself, because the island is bikeable. You can take bikes everywhere. I think, like Marley said, I think that was probably one of our favorite of three big three islands we visited in the San Juan.
So what you're saying is Taryn should have watched your video and actually not dropped the ball and got the reservation done so she doesn't disappoint her family.
And of course, I try to tell everybody, watch our video. That's the big reason why we do our channel, because we were new to the region and we didn't know. We try to give that little bit of information so folks know before they go.
So we're talking with Marley and Anthony Love. They have a YouTube channel you can check out, Traveling While Black, and you guys are big appreciators of Lopez Island. What would you say if you were going to give people two things to do while they're on Lopez Island? What would the two highlights be from your trip?
Oh, definitely rent an e-bike from Village Cycles, and then e-bike around the island. And two, make a reservation at Ursa Minor restaurant and eat there, because that food is amazing.
What about the creamery? We talked to a lady the other day, yesterday, that was telling us about the ice cream place. Did you guys check out the ice cream place?
No. Unfortunately, we ran out of time. Everybody's been telling us, and we were looking for an excuse to go back. I think that's our excuse.
What you need to do is go this weekend and get on a ferry before Taryn, just to kind of make her feel even worse.
Marley and Anthony, out of curiosity, obviously very hyped up on Lopez Island, but what are some of your other favorite local destinations that you've been to in the last year or so?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Definitely like Orcas Island. So we love the San Juan Island. So we really had a good time in Poulsbo, Washington, like during the Kitsap, on the Kitsap Peninsula. I think it was like a fun like day trip that you could do if you live in Seattle.
And we're talking with Marley and Anthony Love, and they have a great YouTube series. It's titled Traveling While Black. And I was hoping while we have you on, if you could just give a backstory of the YouTube channel and like what you guys do with this YouTube series.
Yeah, right on. So Marley and I, we moved up to Seattle in 2019. Relocation is part of my job, and we were getting settled. And it was during the summer. It was about, I think, May we got here. So all through the summer, we was getting out exploring because we had family and friends coming out. And so when they stopped coming out, we needed a way to keep getting out and exploring. So we said, let's do a YouTube channel. But part of our hesitation was we didn't really see in some of the places we wanted to go a lot of other, like, folks of color in the Pacific Northwest. So us not wanting that to be a barrier, not only to ourselves, but also other folks of color, not just, anybody might have the hesitation. Because of that, we wanted to somewhat be sort of like an icebreaker for that experience, showcasing it, let them see it. So we started a channel. Our first trip was apple picking, episode one, and now we produce probably over 180 episodes, all going, checking out Pacific Northwest and the rest of the country, and also some international places like the Galapagos. So that's a real quick backstory on how we got started.
Okay, so Marley and Anthony, when you guys are traveling together, which one of you is the boss?
Oh, Marley's always the boss.
That's right, that's right.
My man. My wife is the boss, too. And actually, when I was going down that rabbit hole, one of the places she keeps bringing up, and my 5-year-old daughter's bringing it up, too. And I love the video you guys did on gimmick towns in Washington. And it's, was it Seabrook?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, we forgot about Seabrook. Yes. And, that was really cool for us. Just the whole kind of concept of, you know, Seabrook based on sustainability. And then you have Winthrop, kind of like that old Western town.
Yep.
And then, of course,
Leavenworth.
You know, love Washington gimmick town.
Yeah, well, I think you compared Seabrook to like the Truman Show. I'm like, that. I've never been there yet, but from all the people who've told stories, I've always said, I mean, it sounds like Edward Scissorhands village or whatever. And but when you said the Truman Show, I was like, okay, I totally can picture what you're talking about.
Yeah. No, definitely check that out as well. That's a really fun place. Beautiful, beautiful place.
Well, thank you guys so much. We're just glad you're in Seattle because you're really showcasing some awesome things to do in the state of Washington, and just love your backstory. So thanks for taking some time to chat with us about all you guys have done, all the great things about Lopez Island. I'll have to circle back and let you know if I actually make it onto the island this weekend.
Yes, please do. And thanks a lot for having us. We really appreciate it.
Bye.
The Daily Mix Show.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.